I'm delighted to be here. The words of All Blacks coach Ian Foster after his bosses backed him to stay in the job through to the next World Cup. Foster had come under scrutiny after the All Blacks suffered 5 defeats in their last 7 games, with New Zealand Rugby refusing to publicly back him. But the All Blacks silenced the doubters with a massive win against the Springboks at Ellis Park on the weekend. And today, the board unanimously decided to keep him. Our sports reporter Clay Wilson joins me now in the studio. Well, 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 Clay. Slightly awkward press conference. What do we make of all of this?
That's one way to describe it, yeah. I mean, we walked in there today and based on all the reporting, what we've seen and heard in recent weeks, both options seemed very much on the table. But we walked in, there were 2 chairs. We knew Mark Robinson was going to be in one of them. We knew board chair Stuart Robinson was going to be in one of them. And the 3rd chair, I guess, gave us the hint that perhaps Ian Foster was going to stay. And of course, that is the case. There has been so much speculation that that win at the weekend might not have been enough to save him. Some reports even that the board had basically made the decision, were ready to pull the trigger. But that was pretty much refuted by Robinson and Mitchell today. They said it was always their plan to review after 5 matches into the season. That's what Ian Foster had asked for at the end of last season when they did one of these other reviews. That the board, the executive, the players, Mark Robinson said the board, the executive, the players unanimously were behind the call to keep Foster on board. Mark Robinson said that win at the weekend, he said, was powerful, but they've seen the development coming. And of course, for Ian Foster, he said they're delighted off the top. It's been a very intense few weeks for him, but he did seem relaxed. It really seemed like he'd had a weight lifted off his shoulders, and you can't blame him. He's been through the ringer. And here's what he had to say about how it felt to retain his job.
It's a privilege to be in this job, and it's never something you take for granted. It's never something that you plan on long term, I don't think, because it's, I know it's always about performance and stuff. So, you know, there's no doubt it's been a tough time, but it's you know, I think hopefully you've seen in myself and the team the last couple of weeks is that we also know you just got to be in the here and now, and our goal is to work on performance and improvement. So I want to be a key catalyst of that. So I'm delighted to be here because I believe in the plan I got. I believe we've got great support behind us, and now we just want to get sort of set our sails and get stuck into work.
So Ian Foster there confirmed in the job. Did that performance on the weekend really save his position?
Well, of course, this was a big topic at the press conference this afternoon, and both Mark Robinson and Stuart Mitchell somewhat downplayed that side of it. But you have to think it played a significant role in terms of Foster keeping his job. If they'd have lost that game at the weekend, they would have been 1 from the last 7 games. So you'd have to think it softened the stance of those fans and also perhaps some board members, some people in key positions that were thinking it was time for him to go. And New Zealand Rugby must have been prepping, we don't know this, but they must have been prepping for both eventualities here, that if there was a significant result, something, you know, there may not be a change, but that also that there was a chance that that might not happen and that they may have to move on. So I guess the performances in some sense has just reinforced some of those things that Mark Robinson says they've seen in recent weeks while they've been around the team, that Ian Foster has told them about, the players have told them about, and that's been enough for them to decide to keep Ian Foster in the job.
Interesting, they conceded that they hadn't handled everything as well as they possibly could have at that press conference.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so the big question then is, where does this leave the Scott Robertson fan club?
Well, yeah, of course, there's still going to be a lot of fans who don't agree with this decision. Many have been in the Scott Robertson fan club for a long time, and they're not going to all of a sudden jump out. And despite last weekend, this is still a team that's won 2 of their last 7 matches, a team that historically wins at around 80% and is not winning like that. A 65% win record under Ian Foster, which, coming from Steve Hansen, who was up around 85 or higher, it's still been a dramatic drop. And I did note, coming back from the press conference in the taxi, the talk back, the first couple of callers didn't agree. We're very much keen on seeing that there was a change. Of course, that hasn't happened. I did ask Mark Robinson about these fans and what his message was to them, the ones that didn't agree with this decision.
Well, we understand the passion in this country for the sport. We've seen it spill out in a whole lot of forms in recent weeks, haven't we? Which, while challenging, is something I guess we have to acknowledge means there's a huge amount of interest in the game here, so which we respect. But hopefully people, you know, respect that we are constantly making decisions for the sport, be they in regard to the community game, be they involved with bringing on an investor such as Silver Lake. There are always things that are contentious in our game around what we're doing, and obviously around the All Blacks there's no greater visibility around our game than the All Blacks, so any decision that is made there attracts that same level of passion and scrutiny as well. But I think what we'd say is we have taken a really good hard look at the situation. We've listened to a number of different views very close to what is happening within the environment, and ultimately we've made, you know, the best decision and the right decision for the team going forward.
Okay, so the players, a number of players, high-profile ones, came out in support of Ian Foster. How much did that play a part in him keeping the job?
This has been a very notable part of this whole saga. Even since post the Ireland series and that series loss, senior players supporting Ian Foster. And as the scrutiny is mounted and the pressure is mounted on Ian Foster, it really appears like the player support, the senior player support of Ian Foster has gone along with that. It was notable post the win at the weekend as well that some of that was not in press conferences or when players were asked, going out on their own social media pages, really going off their own bat to show their support for Ian Foster, almost in some ways a message to New Zealand rugby that this is our man and we want him to stay in the job. So Mark Robinson did acknowledge that they'd sought the feedback of the players and that the players' opinions had played a role. But of course he downplayed that was just one part of the process. But as we mentioned with the result, you have to think that both that result and the opinions, the views of these senior players played a significant role in Ian Foster being able to keep his job.
Thanks, Clay. Clay Wilson there with Ian Foster keeping his job. You'll have heaps of reckons on that. 2101 on the text.